With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us in the studio is Brian Hennessy, board president of the Fisher House of Southern Louisiana. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neil.
So, Brian, give us a brief explanation of Fisher House and what they do, but more importantly, tell us what brings you to this, and you're in the active military, and we'd like to hear about that as well.
Sure. Well, you know, I'll start with me. I did about 11, 12 years on active duty as a Navy guy. I was a pilot. Finished up active duty out in California, and then I got into the Navy Reserve F-18 squadron down at Belle Chasse and stayed there for a long time, 12, actually close to 15 years, almost 14 years. And that's what brought us to the region. So I'd been commuting here for a while and from other jobs to do that, and we just ended up staying around because sticking around in New Orleans because we love it. I had gotten involved with the reserve life. I got out of the squadron in 2015, after a long, long time, and did kind of the staff job that was expected of me for a little while, and it became pretty difficult with family and all that stuff. So took a step back, got involved with a small nonprofit really worked to raise the awareness of the military in the New Orleans region. We raised some money and actually helped expand the PICU at Ochsner. They put in some additional facilities, which was nice to be involved with, kind of getting our feet wet. Looked around for another project, and we kind of latched on to this Fisher House concept. The VA at that time was really non-existent in terms of the hospital. It had, after Katrina, there was no hospital. But we knew they were building the brand-new shining VA on Canal Street. And we really all we did was, I think we helped publicize it and hopefully helped get it approved by the VA and the Fisher House and all. So flash forward to 2016, the VA is dedicated, the new hospital. They put in an application for a Fisher House because that's the way it works. The VA asks for one. Then it goes up the chop chain. It goes to the Veterans Administration, the DOD, and finally the Fisher House, and then they get approved. So once it became approved, then the way the Fisher House Foundation in Rockville, Maryland, they're the national foundation that handles all this, that builds these things, they look to a local or regional nonprofit to help raise half the money to build it. So it was strongly suggested to us that we needed to sort of adopt the best practices of the rest of the nation. There's 80 some odd Fisher Houses around the nation, and start another nonprofit, and so we called that Friends of the Fisher House of Southern Louisiana, dedicated solely to raising money for this fund. So some of us moved over, a couple of us moved over from that other smaller organization, and our treasurer and myself, and then we've put a really good board together, and steep learning curve, but here we are trying to raise money for this thing.
So Fisher House does specifically what? I've heard that it's kind of comparable to the Ronald McDonald House in the adolescent.
That's exactly right. It is. Think Ronald. When you think Fisher House, think Ronald McDonald House, but for veterans' families. So veterans' hospitals are necessarily centralized. You can't have a veterans' hospital, out in, down in the bayou just because you'd limit its reach to serve veterans. So we have our veterans hospital here. Its catchment basin, as they refer to it, is about 140,000 veterans in southern Louisiana, give or take. There's 70,000 or so in our immediate region, the greater New Orleans region, about 140 or so in the southern Louisiana region, and 290,000 veterans in Louisiana as a whole. So the veterans, when they come in for treatment at the hospital, whether it's extended outpatient or inpatient treatment, there's nowhere for the families to stay. You know, they would have to, if they want to come in from outside of 50 miles, they would have to get their own hotel rooms and stuff. So Fisher Houses provide that cost-free lodging for the families and often the veterans themselves, if it's extended outpatient, to stay there while they're undergoing treatment.
These numbers are staggering. I had no idea that there were this many. I know I've heard the numbers several times, but almost 300,000 veterans in Louisiana alone.
That's right. Yeah, we have, and we're, you know, not a large state in terms of veterans, but it's you know, we're certainly not a small state either. It's a tremendous amount of veterans in Louisiana, and most of them, as you might imagine, are clustered around, you know, the bases. So Shreveport, you know, up in there, Alexandria, over Fort Polk area. So and New Orleans, obviously, because we have. Still have a very big military presence, a little bit smaller after the Navy Reserve left. But.
So dispersed throughout the state of Louisiana, which actually highlights the need for a Fisher House project here, because you have people traveling fairly long distances in order to avail themselves of a brand new, incredible facility.
Right.
You know, one of the most forward-leaning VA hospitals, I think, in the system I've read about.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They partnered with cancer treatment with LSU and others, from what I understand.
Yep.
So that actually broadens the array of services to veterans that maybe other VA hospitals don't have as much of a forward lean in some of those disciplines. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We have right now in New Orleans, we have the flagship VA hospital in the nation. You know, most of that's because it's brand new. And Denver's completing their hospital, it'll be wonderful as well. But the services they offer at our VA hospital, and right now they're limited only by how quickly they can hire staff. As they hire more staff, they bring on more specialized services. You know, of the veterans in Louisiana, there are about half of them are registered for care with the VA, and mostly, you know, being once a young guy and progressing to old age, you know, as you get older, then you go in and you register with the VA. So it's sort of a natural progression for veterans care. And, you know, I was incredibly fortunate. I didn't get injured and you know, or disabled in the military, but it's tough, especially on the young guys and the enlisted. So, and that's not even, you know, if you're running through sandy places with a gun, it gets a whole lot more likely that you're going to get injured.
We'll talk more about that. We got to get to a break. I want to talk about the specific ask, where this is. There's a site, a potential site that we're talking about.
Absolutely.
And the structure itself and the services provided when we return. Looking for some help with Fisher House, a foundation to help military veterans in their care and making sure that they have the benefit of their families there with them while they're going through this process. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back and we're talking to Brian Hennessy, board president of the Fisher House of Southern Louisiana. And Brian, I mean, this is an exciting project. And obviously with a brand new VA in the aftermath of Katrina, that's finally come online with actually a lot of people with bated breath and anticipation of this coming on. Because they've had to have alternative means provided for VA families.
That's right.
And have been dispersed through the greater southern United States area, from what I'm told. And now, in a very short period of time, kind of a burden of success, I would suspect, that the need for Fisher House.
That's right.
There are 80 of these around the country, very important for families that during their recovery period.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have an idea of a project cost, how much we're looking to raise, where is this going to be ultimately constructed?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'll take a step back just to sort of frame it. The way the Fisher House Foundation, an incredible charity up in Rockville, Maryland, and they're the ones that build these things around the nation. And the story behind how it got started is quite good. But the buildings cost, and I'll tell you why it's so expensive in a minute here, but they end up costing about $6 million, $6.5 million, something like that, depending on the size. And there are two pre-approved bases of design that the Fisher House has. Their architects have gotten approved. And the reason for that is to try to help keep the cost down. So when when one is approved for a VA or a DoD medical center, because those are the two locations they're built, the VA then will go select the design they want for that particular center. And that helps keep the cost down. And then they'll tweak it, you know, minorly to you know, maybe add some different railings or something like that. And the Fisher House Foundation up front says we're good for half of that, which is incredible.
That is incredible.
Yeah, you have an outside organization that wants to come in and dump $3.25 million in your city, you know, and for your veterans. And it's a pretty amazing thing. So and they've developed this paradigm where they look to the region because it's really the region that's served. And when you look at technically, when you look at a VA project, the families that get first crack at staying at the Fisher houses are from outside of 50 miles. Because if Right. you're inside of that, you can just, you know, you can drive in and see your veteran. So they look to the region to raise half of that. So that's our task, is to raise $3.25 million. And it's, you know, it's a heavy lift. And there's no shortage of need in our region, but you know, this is a wonderful project and you know, just something I think you know, I feel lucky to be involved in. So,
you know, one of the things that I always look to is the grade that you get from Charity Watch, and I notice in the brochure that y'all have an A+ grade, which they look at making
yes.
sure that the lion's share of the donations that come in go to their intended purpose.
That's right.
And are not used to cover administrative salaries and administrative costs and all that.
Yep.
This tells me that this is an incredibly lean organization that
yep.
requires a lot of volunteers like yourself
mm-hmm.
and other folks. Probably a lot non-military, but probably a lot of military folks as well that
That's
believe
right.
in this. And I say that to you, the listening audience out there, because $3.25 million, it sounds like a lot, not in this community. We can do this. And I know the love of, for veterans and everything else, you know, that this ought to be something that we ought to be able to deal with. One of the things that really struck me is y'all keep a lot of facts. And when we talk about the cost shifting, meaning from this foundation, putting this home up, having it for the families, it is absolutely incredible how much money is saved for veterans' families.
That's
talk
right.
about that.
Yeah, so since inception and the program started in the early 90s, I think 92 or 93 the first house was built. Mr. Fisher back then was friends, I believe it was with the CNO or one of, you know, some heavy admirals in the Navy, and he was getting a tour of, I believe it was Bethesda, and he just said, "What can I do to help?" And you know, the flag running the show at Bethesda said, "Well, you know, we need this thing," you know, I don't know if he specifically said like a Ronald McDonald House, but that's what he was getting at. And Mr. Fisher said, "Well, let me think about that." And so he built the first five or six on his own dime, you know. And then somebody said, "Well, you know, you can probably start a foundation, you know, kind of, you know, have that multiplier effect." So, but you also touched on their rating. I mean, they've been around for a long time. They've been 4-star Charity Navigator rated for 14 years, which is unheard of. And they're industry leading cost. And we, on our end, our 501c3. I mean, everything we make is going to go to them. So, we're going to match their cost structure. So.
So when I look at it, 1,100 daily lodging capacity is averted
yeah.
By this project. 8.7 million numbers of lodging days offered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's huge
yeah,
when you think
yeah.
about the cost shift there. And it equates to a savings of over $450 million to families in just lodging and transportation
that's
alone.
Right. That's right.
And, you know, a lot of the guys that have been injured, you know, while overseas and otherwise are on disability
mm-hmm.
in many respects and require multiple surgeries to come in, there's just not a lot of money there to be had.
Right.
You
That's
know,
right.
For these purposes.
Yep.
So there, the identified need is obviously there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's there. And you know, when you look at the veterans we have, you know, our World War II, obviously our Vietnam War and Korean War veterans, they're aging, right? So they're going to
yeah.
need more care right there. But then you look at the Gulf War veterans and they, let's see, in we've got about 120 or so thousand of those in Louisiana. You know, even from 15, 20 years ago, the injuries they're able to get to survive now because of advances in triage and battlefield medical or battle medical care are getting these guys off the battlefield, saving their lives. But then they come home to us profoundly disabled, and they're going to need a lifetime of care. And the VA is there to provide that. But, you know, if they're in and out of the VA for treatment, you know, monthly, you know, semi-monthly, something like that, you know, that's a long, you know, that's a long time away from your family. And the Fisher House has a saying that, you know, the best care is a family's love. So that's the idea. You bring the family into.
I want you to say that again. I want everybody to catch that.
So the and I'm paraphrasing, but it's the best care is a family's love. So that's the Fisher House Foundation's motto. So, and that's what they provide.
It's and it's so true. You don't get well in a hospital. You get well by being around the ones that love you the most and that are your caretakers. And I think they are able to stay in this facility as well in their follow-up care immediately after surgery because everybody tries to move you out of a facility
That's right, quick in and out.
So that gives that opportunity as well. I mean, this is absolutely great. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Fisher House. We're going to go to the talk lines. It's Luell. We want to hear from you, 260-1870, or text 870-870. And we'll give you the information about where you can possibly make a donation to Fisher House of Southern Louisiana. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Newell on WWL. We're back, and we're talking to Brian Hennessy, board president of the Fisher House of Southern Louisiana. Brian is still in the military, flew jets for the Navy, has taken on a new role. He's helping pilot and navigate a private foundation for the benefit of the folks that are near and dear to our heart. We talk about the military and the vets all the time, and that, you know, we don't do enough for them, and there's always something more that we can do. And when I happen to know your wife, and when I talked to her about Fisher House, I said, I definitely want to hear more about this project, because I had heard about it once before, and I'm not sure in the context. I had the secretary of the Veteran of Foreign Affairs on the show last week, and he was, from what I could gather, 100% behind Fisher House and was excited that
Absolutely.
There was one that was going to happen here because, as he put it, it's been a huge success in so many other different areas of the country and has really played an important part with the care of our vets. Let's go to line one. We'll talk to Jim in Metairie. Jim, you're on with Brian Hennessy and myself. Welcome to the show. Jim, you there? Jim?
Yes.
Welcome to the show with Brian Hennessy and myself.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm the person that called in one time and said those that were in combat never talked about it. Those that weren't talked about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yep.
Okay. Moving right along. I want to make all veterans aware of Vietnam benefits that have been declared for veterans serving in a war zone during Vietnam. Half the veterans I speak to don't know anything about it.
Hey, Jim, for the benefit of that, I'm going to do another show on that because I've heard that several times. And I think that would, you know, and I didn't know if you had a question of Brian with Fisher House and whether or not you believe in this project. We're trying to, you know, get people to learn more about what's going on here, if you don't mind.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I understand.
Is there a question that
you
have?
Every day.
Well, thank you. Do you have a question of Brian? He's here about Fisher House.
No, I don't. I have, but I'll listen. I listen every day, and then when you have that program, I will call back in.
Thank you so much, Jim. Appreciate it. Brian, where is this going to be located, Fisher House?
So whenever possible, the Fisher House Foundation builds the buildings right on the campus of either the Veterans Hospital or the DOD Medical Center. So there's a very few exceptions where there just isn't room. So ours will be right on South Galvez Street at the front door of the Veterans Hospital there up on Canal Street. So if you
that's a little piece of land.
Just right. It's right at the front door. It's like their front yard. So
even I could throw a baseball from there and hit the hospital.
That's right. You're 20 yards and you're in the hospital. There's a parking garage.
I might not be able to reach it. Maybe.
Yeah, I know I couldn't. So, but there, you know, that was planned to be there. The 16 units building that they're planning will fit right on that piece of property. So there's no neighborhood concerns, no neighbor concerns. I mean, the only neighbor is LSU Health Sciences across the street, and they're not going to complain. They're big supporters. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
So when we say 16 units, this is facilities to be able to accommodate 16 families at one time.
That's correct. 16 suites is the what they've selected size wise for that space. And then there are shared, shared living room, shared kitchen, and living spaces that everyone shares. And then the suites themselves, though, are obviously private, hotel quality sleeping spaces, bathroom and all that stuff. So 16 families a night. They tend to run. So Keesler Air Force Base, their manager over there is wonderful. They have two over at Keesler on their medical center. His are 85% all the time, occupancy, sorry. He said often at 100. So he just keeps them full regardless of the 50-mile radius. Obviously you get a first crack if you're outside of that. But if he's got an empty room and you've got a need, he'll fill it.
So, yeah, I mean, you just soon accommodate
folks
and make it easier
for them
in order to deliver that care. Let me ask you, in the story, you talked to a lot of vets, and you brought up an interesting point earlier about the folks coming out of the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Is it a different challenge?
I think it is, and just from the perspective of the advances in battlefield care and wound care, is that they're able to get these kids, men and women, out of the battlefield, and save their lives when they wouldn't have been able to in earlier wars and conflicts. So, that does mean though these folks are coming home to us with some really really severe disabilities. Missing multiple limbs, severe. Brain injuries are a big one, traumatic brain injuries, and that's one of the things they specialize in down there at the VA. So, just from our extended time in the desert there, in the deserts, we're seeing, I think, more dramatic injuries than perhaps injuries that would have killed veterans, in years past.
There was a recent study just released on drug and alcohol abuse and suicide prevention, mm-hmm. and a significant number of vets were in that study.
Absolutely. It's very high rates.
I'm sure you hear those stories about the needs and the follow-up care. And this type of project actually helps a lot there because in many cases, I think they have elongated care.
Absolutely.
In some respects. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at the hospital, the way it's set up, there is a sort of a continuum of care, right? So maybe you're in for inpatient, and then you move to outpatient. But there's an area they built in the hospital where the veterans can stay, but they need much more intensive care while they're in there. Before say they could move back home or say move into the Fisher House, something like that. So they've got, it's non-overlapping, but it takes care of them at every step of the way.
All right. When we come back, we'll give you the information about where you can do your research on Fisher House, and hopefully you'll be generous enough to take this project on. They're looking for volunteers, I'm sure, as always. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about some other programs of affiliated corporations that are willing to help that are kind of unique as well. When we return, this is Newell on WWL. We're back, and we're talking to Brian Hennessy, board president of the Fisher House of Southern Louisiana. Brian, one of the things that I found interesting about this public-private collaborative, mm-hmm. and it is in the truest sense.
Absolutely.
Because the private side actually raises the dollars to build it. A half of that cost comes from a private donation, mm-hmm. the other half from other donation sources. And then upon completion of the structure, it is gifted to the Department of Defense or Veterans Administration.
That's right.
And then they take over, mm-hmm. and it's incorporated into the operational cost of the healthcare facility that it's associated
with. That's right. So out of appropriated funds, the VA runs these things, or in the case of the DOD, they'll run them on their property. So, it's nice to be able to say that to prospective donors, like we're not coming back to you continually for operating funds and.
Well, because, most of the times building these things are cheaper than operating these things.
Yeah.
So what I like is the commitment from the military in saying, we believe so much in this, that we're willing to embrace it internally, weave it into our organization operationally, and use that as kind of a step-down facility that's also going to work towards housing the family
right.
members. And going back to what you said about, you know, family love is the best care, they obviously are committed to that.
That's right. They sure are. And our organization, once this thing is built, you know, we give every, you know, penny that we make over to the Fisher House Foundation. And then we'll, like the other 30 or 40 friends of the Fisher House organizations around the nation, we will kind of bring on a separate, we'll start a separate role. And it becomes more of, I would call it, you know, the Navy would call it heads and beds. It becomes an organization that supports the people who are using the Fisher House. So much, much smaller capital requirements. You know, with, do you need a plane ticket? Do you need food, money, those kind of things. So,
right.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of these other programs come in, which they've thought of everything.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like in this respect, they have something called the HERO program.
Yep.
Which allows folks to donate their frequent flyer miles and hotel points to be used to bring family members.
That's right. Yeah, they really are a phenomenal organization.
There's a number of airlines in the industry that allow this. You can, you know, because they're pretty restrictive on their frequent
flyer miles.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know many of them participate. And I know one, United Airlines and Delta Airlines are big supporters of Fisher House. You know, and they tend to focus in their major markets, their major domiciles and hubs. You know, I know United just contributed a lot of money to build over in Houston, and Delta's obviously in Atlanta, so they've built Fisher Houses there. So,
and then there's another program that I guess the Paul Newman Foundation has taken on as well, and it's a grant program that supports a lot of the other military charities that may be providing some kind of assistance to Fisher House
right.
as well.
Yep.
So it seems as though they have a nice integrated web of sources of revenue to make sure that this thing is going to be a financial success and be able to deliver upon the mission as articulated.
And it's a continuum of care for veterans that they provide.
So where can folks give?
So LouisianaFisherHouse.org is our website, and we've got a secure donation portal on there. You can learn all about the project. You can also link through to the Fisher House Foundation, sort of the national foundation. Which is fisherhouse.org, I believe, but you can link to that on our website. Go there. There's a big blue button up in the upper right-hand corner. It says donate, secure. It'll give you your tax-free donation on the spot. So we've got some wonderful volunteers that help us with marketing and with IT and you know.
So when we're talking about volunteers, are y'all in a position to accept volunteers now?
Absolutely.
To help our board, you guys?
We've got a great board, but, you know, there's always stuff that needs to be done with this. So
how would they reach out to you?
Well, our contact info is on the website. It's info@fisherhouselouisiana.org, if I remember correctly, and that'll come right to me and the other members, and we'd love to hear from everyone.
Final thoughts?
I think the important thing to think to keep in mind about this project is it's a true public-private partnership. It helps the veterans that have served us. There's so much need in our region, I can't possibly ask for people to do less. I would like to ask people to do just a little bit more.
So. Absolutely. Ryan, thank you so much for spending this time with us and articulating, giving us all the information about this incredible project. Much success to you. I think you'll get there.
All right. Thank you, Noah. I really appreciate it.
And I think this community is going to embrace this wholeheartedly. Thanks.
Right. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I don't know about you, but I truly enjoy talking to veterans and their belief in the mission of what they do and making sure that when they come back that they're taken care of. And this Fisher House project is second to none. And it's mostly going to be for folks not right here in New Orleans. It's going to be those greater than 50 miles away to the listening audience in Lafayette, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, Lake Charles, all through those areas. This is where you'll be able to stay while taking care of your loved ones. And just wanted to throw that out there. On the Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll, would you support this project called Fisher House? 98% said yes, as I'm sure I knew they would. And on a text line, I have stayed at a Fisher House facilities over the years. I have donated to that foundation for years. That's a testament that they were happy with what they received there. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.